Our gospel reading has to do with faith. And at the beginning of it, we hear the apostles say to Jesus, increase our faith. Increase our faith. It seems like a good thing to ask. And Jesus' response is quite strange. He says, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you would say to the mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it would obey you. So I imagine the disciples to be a little bit puzzled about why they want to send a tree into the ocean. It doesn't seem to make a lot of sense. I think, first of all, Jesus gives the image of the mustard seed in relation to faith. And a mustard seed is something very tiny. So the apostles say, increase our faith. And Jesus says, well, faith is something that's very tiny. It's kind of like Jesus is saying, your faith is not about you, it's about me. We could also say that faith is not confidence in ourselves, but confidence in God. That's why it's like a mustard seed. It's like something that we don't possess ourselves. Has to do with God's living within us, our confidence in God and not in ourselves. So I guess I think this is the point that Jesus is trying to make here. To send a mulberry tree into the ocean is something that seems impossible. And it is impossible. Not for us, but not for God. And so, if God's the one who is able to do the impossible in our life, and not us, but we often live as if everything depended on us. This is why we worry. This is why we experience anxiety about so many things, because we think it's all up to us, that we have to figure it out. If there's something that we need, we have to figure out how to get it. And so we tend to put the emphasis on ourselves and not to put the emphasis on God. But Jesus is directing us to do the opposite of that, to believe in him, not to worry about our own weakness. It's good if our faith feels like it's the size of a mustard seed, because it's not about us. It's about God, who can do anything. A few months ago, while I was on retreat, my retreat director gave me this prayer that's called the Surrender Novena. The Surrender Novena was written by an Italian priest named Don Dolindo, and you can Google search for it and find it. It's just Surrender Novena. I just Googled it before Mass to make sure I wasn't going to lead anybody astray by saying that you could Google it and find it. Although a novena is a prayer that you pray for 10 days, but I actually have found this prayer really helpful, so I get done with 9 days and then I just start it over again. Anyway, this Surrender Novena starts each day with a short meditation on surrender. So I'll just give an example of one of the meditations. And the priest who writes this writes as if it's Jesus speaking. So we can imagine Jesus speaking this to us right now. Surrender to me does not mean to fret, to be upset, or to lose hope. Nor does it mean offering to me a worried prayer. It is against this surrender, deeply against it, to worry, to be nervous. It is like the confusion that children feel when they ask their mother to see to their needs and then try to take care of those needs for themselves so that their childlike efforts get in their mother's way. Surrender means to placidly close the eyes of the soul, to turn away from the thoughts of tribulation and to put yourself in my care so that only I act, saying, "You take care of it." To surrender is to say, "You take care of it," to God. And this doesn't mean that we don't cooperate with God's grace. It doesn't mean that we don't act as He wants us to act, but it does mean to stop pretending that it's all up to me. It means to hand over, and really to hand over, our problems to God, which means to stop worrying about them. I think this is what faith is: to surrender to God, trusting that our lives are in His hands, and that the lives of those we love are in His hands. I think the saints really get this. I was just thinking about John the 23rd, who was canonized a couple years ago. He, in the 60s, he called the Second Vatican Council. John the 23rd, it's said, would, you know, when you're Pope, you have so many things to worry about. And at the end of the day, sometimes he would say, "Lord, it's your church. I'm going to bed." So instead of acting as if the problems were his to take care of, he simply cooperated with God's grace and then let God have those problems and went to bed. So how do the saints come to this level of faith? Well, I think it's because the saints are convicted about one thing, two things. One thing about themselves, one thing about God. First of all, that they themselves can't do anything. And that God, who is good, can do everything. So the saints themselves experience their faith as a little mustard seed. Like it's nothing because they're nothing. But they have come to believe that God is their Father and their good Father, and that God, their Father, knows everything that's happening in their life. He knows everything that they have, and everything that they don't have, and everything that they need, and that He really provides for them. So this isn't true just of the saints. It's true for all of us who God is calling to be saints. He wants each one of us to know that He is our good Father who knows what we need. But how often do we act as if our needs are our own responsibility to obtain for ourselves? Again, God loves it when we cooperate with His grace, but He doesn't want us to live under the illusion that it's all up to us. It's actually all up to Him. We need everything from Him. How much more peaceful would we be if we were able to surrender our needs to God? How much more peaceful would we be if we didn't have to worry? Worry is against faith. Anxiety, against faith. God doesn't want us to live with these things. Instead, He wants us really, as His children, to trust Him. You who are parents get this. When your kids were growing up, you didn't want them to have to worry about if their needs were being taken care of. You wanted them to trust that their needs were taken care of for them, and that they had everything that they needed. So they didn't have to worry. They could just be kids. That's how God wants us to live. What does Jesus say in the gospel? Unless you become like children, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. Unless you become like a child who trusts that they have a Father in heaven who's providing for them. So, tonight at this altar where we encounter Jesus, what we can do is set before Jesus and give to Him what is making us worry, what is giving us anxiety. And let's really try to give it to Him in trust and confidence. Again, we don't have to be confident in ourselves. It's best if we're not. It's best if we think of ourselves like we are weak sinners who are bound to screw things up. But how does God want us to think about him as our Father who's in control, who has us in his hands, who's never going to abandon us or leave us or leave us without what we need? So tonight, let's really try to make an act of faith, which is an act of surrender, to give the Lord that which is bothering us, that which is making us nervous, that which is causing us worry or anxiety, and to give it to him in faith so that we can experience what Jesus wants us to experience. An increase of faith is not confidence in ourselves, but rather real and total confidence in God.